Hi friends! We're here today to talk about the new Third Eye Blind album, Screamer. I am a huge fan of Third Eye Blind, probably the biggest fan still out there. They are the band I cried to in my parents' basement in high school, and this album brought me back to that. I probably would listen to this album in my parents' basement today and cry to it as well. I was a huge fan of this album. I thought it was phenomenal. I think they did a really good job of taking their old sound and putting a little bit of their new, like a new sound into it, if that makes sense. Frontman Steven Jenkins is really able to bring out the youthful angst with the lyrics and his voice. His voice just really like brings you back to being 16 and making it feel like the world's against you, if that makes sense. But in the same way, you feel great about it. The titular song of the album, Screamer, is a fun single and it definitely has mass appeal. I can definitely see a lot of people being a fan of this song, and I'm pretty sure that's why they picked it to be their single for the album. One of my favorite songs on the album, The Kids Are Coming, really brings out the youthful rebel in everyone, in my opinion. The whole point of the song is to make it known that, like, the younger generation's coming. We're gonna take over. We're gonna make the world a better place. One of my personal favorite songs, Tropic Scorpio, is phenomenal. I like to think it's about me because I myself am a Scorpio, and it's a little bit more somber, and I think that is in the middle of the album, so it's a good place to put it. Nice, relaxing tune, if that makes sense. And then my favorite song on the whole album is called I Got So High. Phenomenal song. Definitely recommend everyone to give it a listen. And that was also in the middle of the album. Right after that, there's a couple of weak songs in Two Times Tiger. I was not a really big fan of it, and that was followed by Take a Side. Both of those songs were the second and third last song on the album, so I think it was the eighth and ninth song, because there was 10 songs on the album. The final song was an acoustic cover of one of the other songs on the album, which I thought was a phenomenal way to end the album, because acoustic covers, if done well, are phenomenal. They really put a different twist on the song and just make you appreciate the song that much more, and that name of that song is Who Am I. Overall, I'd give the album an 8.5 out of 10. There was two songs I wasn't a fan of, and so that would be like a B or an 8 out of 10. However, they weren't even that weak, so I'm like, I rounded it up to an 8.5. And if you're feeling nostalgic, yet sick of listening to the same three songs on repeat, I definitely recommend giving this album a listen. It was phenomenal. My sister loved it. I loved it. My friends won't listen to it, but I bet they love it too.